Father, I pray as I bring this word today that Holy Spirit, you carry it on your wings into our hearts, into every heart that hears it, that it will indeed be seed and food, spiritual food, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 6, verse 7. I'm going to read from Mark 7. The background here is that Jesus had sent the disciples out, and they went, and he said to them, "Don't take any thing with you, just go. Where you go, let your peace go with you." And the disciples had gone. And that is the background to the message I bring today. Mark chapter 6. Disciples have returned from the mission Jesus sent them. Then he pulled them aside and he molded the habit that we should practice more. That is the purpose of this message, that we should practice this habit more. The habit of coming away to rest in a quiet place. Mark chapter 6 from verse 7. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. Verse 12. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And he cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. Verse 30, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." May the Lord prosper his words today. What does it mean to rest? Resting involves stopping, ceasing activity, isn't it? But it's not just ceasing activity, it's to cease activity so as to relax, so as to recover, to regain strength. And rest in this sense encompasses or illustrates or pictures physical, mental, emotional, and practical aspects to rest. Rest encompasses all this. It's not just physical, it's also mental, it's also emotional. Physical rest, yeah, you sleep, you lie down, you take a break, or you sit still to relieve fatigue or to heal the body. That's physical rest. Mental rest, I think we should practice this more. This is take a break from worrying, take a break from thinking. Take a break from learning or even problem solving so as to reduce stress or to improve focus. Mental rest. We also have emotional rest. Stepping away from situations that demand too much emotional energy. Allow yourself to feel without pressure, emotional rest. Practical rest, almost like physical, but stopping all work, pausing attacks. These are all different, so rest, different dimensions of rest. Rest is an active process. Rest means that you cease from all activities, but it is in itself an active process. It aids recovery, it improves functioning. Resting does not equate, it's not doing nothing. Resting is resting from everything. Doesn't mean you're doing nothing. You are resting. Rest itself is something God Himself does. God Himself rests, takes a break, finds time to just rest. Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. God doesn't sleep, does not slumber, but he demonstrates here that there's a time to rest from work. And he commanded us in Exodus 20, the book of Exodus, chapter 20. This is his command. Exodus 28. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, or your son, or your daughter, your male servant, or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. That's what the Lord commanded. Even the land God commanded, it should be allowed to rest. Resting is also a time for refreshing, recharging, renewal. Rest brings it's re-strengthening, a refreshing. You feel fresh again after you've rested. After long periods of work or study, or even emotional strain, the mind and the body become tired. Rest allows a person to regain clarity, to tap into peace again, to refreshing with energy. Recharging through rest enables a person to continue their duties effectively instead of becoming exhausted or discouraged. You recharge. Rest causes that you recharge. Like in a football match or rugby game, they take a break. I know, they just, you have a break time. What did they do? It's just so as to recharge. Rest leads to a renewal of purpose, renewal of spirit, mind. That's back during rest. When you rest, you're renewed. You can reflect on what you've done or what you are thinking, what you are planning to do, and you regain your motivation from rest. Emotional healing, spiritual growth also occur during quiet moments. So Jesus said to these disciples who'd gone, who'd healed, who'd done miracles and wonders, and they were excited. They came back very excited. Maybe they wanted to go again. Jesus said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. That is my encouragement to you this day, this Sunday. That is what I want to deposit with you this morning. That's what I believe the Spirit of God will have us think about and do, make a habit to come away by ourselves, not just to anywhere, but to a quiet place. And not just coming to the quiet place for nothing, but so as to rest for a while, to renew, to refresh, to recharge. We should look hard at how we spend our time. How do you spend your time, the time you actually spend at work? Because there are too many important things that we are missing out on. Yes, work matters, but so do family, church, rest, and more. We need to take Jesus' advice. Come aside. Yes, come aside. Come out of the lane. Come aside to a quiet place and rest, relax. Come aside for a while. For a while. It's a habit we should cultivate. Coming aside to a desolate place, to a quiet place, to rest for a while. Hallelujah. In this passage of scripture here, Jesus speaks tenderly to his disciples. Come away by yourselves to a desolate place, to a quiet place, and rest a while. They've been busy serving, teaching, ministering to the crowds. And Jesus saw the weariness of their spirit, the weariness of their body, the weariness in them. Jesus does not give them just another assignment straight away. He invited them to rest. And we also, we should give our bodies and our minds that chance to rest. Rest is not weakness, brothers and sisters. Resting is not weakness. It is part of God's wisdom for life. Even God himself rested on the seventh day. And in the midst of this important work for which Jesus came, which was to preach repentance, and he sent us his disciples out, in the midst of that very important work, Jesus still took time to tell his disciples, rest. Jesus recognized the need to rest, the need for rest, the need for renewal, the need for recharging, the need for refreshing. Our bodies grow tired, our minds become burdened, our spirits can become heavy or empty when we are constantly busy. Our edge is not so sharp when we are constantly busy. Christ calls us to step away from noise, from pressure, from endless demands, from others, even our demands on ourselves. He calls us to step aside so that you may be refreshed in His presence. That's the bit which is also important. You're not just resting in a quiet place. No. That quiet place is where Jesus meets with you. Remember what He said? He said, go into your room, go into the quiet place, and pray to your Father. There's a quiet place. That's the place Jesus is telling us to go and rest. Step away from noise, pressure, and come to a quiet place to rest a while in God's presence. I'm sure Jesus went with them. He went with them. So when they went to that quiet place, Jesus was with them. The Lord was with them. And I just want to encourage you to start to make a habit of that. Take time. Maybe once in a quarter, every 3 months, or every 6 months, or every month. Just take time away. A day or two. Just go away. Or just stay at home. Just be with God. Amen?
Amen.
The desolate or quiet place is not merely a physical location. It is a place of communion with God. In quietness, the disciples could recover strength. They could renew their faith. They will remember that their ministry depends on God's power. Not they just done lots of miracles. They will remember. Because the mind might play on you and you start to think it's you are the one doing it. But when you go away, when you go to a quiet place with God, you remember that this is for God and by God, not your own effort. Likewise, you and I. Let's cultivate the habit of going away to a desolate place, to a quiet place, to rest a while. We need moments of prayer. We need moments of reflection, moments of worship, moments of just being still before God. You know, we have a song, Be Still and Know That I Am Lord. Elijah, there was noise, there was thunder, there was fire. Scripture says God was not in all that. God was in the small, still voice. Resting in Christ brings refreshment. It brings recharging, brings renewal. When we pause, when we come to rest with Him, He restores our strength. He calms our hearts. And He prepares us again for service. The world and your boss and people say, keep going, keep going, keep going. Jesus says, come away. and rest a while. Brothers and sisters, let us cultivate this habit to come away and rest a while. I have three takeaways from this verse that I want to just repeat here. The first one, the rest is commanded. It's not just suggested. Jesus doesn't shame you for being tired. No, Jesus did not shame his disciples for being tired. He leads them to withdraw, to pause for a while. It's a command, rest, pause for a while. Number two, rest requires separation. Come away by yourselves. By yourselves means stepping away from the crowd. Stepping away from the noise, the demands, the pressures. Solitude and silence are spiritual disciplines. It's not being selfish. They're spiritual disciplines. Amen?
Amen.
Number three, rest is purposeful. It's not being lazy. It's purposeful. A quiet, solitary place isn't an escape from responsibility. No, it is a strategic replenishment. Even Jesus withdrew to pray in Luke 5. Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, verse 15. But now even more, the report about him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. But he will withdraw to desolate places and pray. Jesus himself withdrew. He came away, like he taught his disciples. That habit that he showed them is also for you and I. Before you run empty, remember Jesus' invitation. Heed it. True rest isn't just sleeping. It's being alone with God, away from distractions, to recharge your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Choose to cultivate this habit. It's important. You don't want to stop from exhaustion. Come away for a while and rest. And God will renew you, will recharge you, will remotivate you. Amen.
Amen.